Welcome to another episode of Lunch with the Shark. Join us as we dive deep into discussions about business, accounting, and finance to help you build a business that thrives. Now sit back and have a bite with your host, the Shark CFO, Vidal Espinosa.
Well, hello, hello, good afternoon. Welcome to a new edition of Lunch with the Shark. I am your host, Vidal, the Shark CFO Espinosa, and I am really happy to be here with you this Monday afternoon. What is it? I think it's pretty much the last full week of March. The last full week of March. Holy crap. I can't believe that March is almost over. How are your goals going? Are they in line? Are they moving forward? Have you changed? Have you adjusted? So what's going? What's going on? What's happening? It's the last full week of March. We're just 8 days shy of the end of the month. And, the end of the quarter. The end of the first quarter of 2021. Yesterday was the summer equinox. And I was watching the news, and it was very interesting to see the sun perfectly centered in the pyramids. And I think it was, all over Mexico. There's a couple of places where the Mayas built the pyramids. And it was very interesting to see the sun perfectly centered in several windows of those pyramids that denotes the summer equinox, which means that the day is equal to the night. And we're starting to get longer days, shorter nights. It's spring. It's already spring. So a shitload of things happening around the world. A lot of things going on. New beginnings, finishes, closing circles. The beginning of spring, it's the closing of the cycle of winter. Duh. But I say duh, because most of us give it for granted, and most of us is like, duh, but duh, what do you do to close that circle? Close the circle for the winter period in your business, for the winter period in your life, for the winter period in your house? Did you started it already, the spring cleaning? Did you started it already, a process to generate your energy for spring? Or are you letting everything happen until the next month? Oh, I'm going to increase the prices next month. Oh, yeah, I'm going to update that beginning of the month. Híjole, valiendo madre, güey. Right? So let's see what we celebrate today in the world and in general. So today, it's National Goof Off Day. A couple of days ago, it was National Laugh Day. I think, yes, it was National Laugh Day. Today is National Goof Off Day. Don't take life so serious. Just relax. Take a chill pill. Enjoy life. Are you waiting? And this goes to someone with a message. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to burn them live. But, dude, you're taking life too serious. Are you waiting to generate wealth so you can enjoy life? Life is happening right now. Life, it's happening right now, and you have not even noticed it. And or if you've noticed it, then I now completely understand what are your priorities. Life, it's going on right now. You should not wait until you have, oh, I have the perfect amount of wealth. Oh, I have the perfect amount of team members. Oh, I have the perfect business plan to start my business. Oh, I have the perfect process and systems. Oh, do you understand? Do you get my drift? Life is happening right now. So goof off, relax, enjoy, peace and love. Everything happens. Everything is going to happen. Everything is going to pan out perfectly. Whether it's bad or good, things happen for a reason. Now, if you try to pressure them to happen, if you try to push them for it to happen, if you're so eager for them to happen, first of all, you are going to be miserable in the time being because things are not going to pan out as you want them. And therefore, you get upset. That happens a lot with customer service. That happens a lot in your business. That happens a lot with your customers. People get upset because they don't get their own way. People get upset because you have an expectation of what's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, then other people are screwed up. Other people fucked up. It's not you, right? And other people. Holy shit. I see on Instagram that everybody around me, it's flying on private jets. Why am I not flying in private jets? Oh, because it's too expensive. Is it really too expensive? First of all. Second, if everybody around you is flying in private jets, either you just have them as acquaintances or as your idols I'm following on Instagram, because if they were your friends, they would be probably calling you and say, hey, hop on my private jet. Or have you even understood that those idols that you're following, those Instagram personalities, those, what are they called? Those, what are they called, the people that are on Instagram and influencers that I'm following have private airplanes, private jets. Do you know that you can rent a private jet for $150 an hour just to take pictures? Or you can just walk around the airport and pose close by? Haven't you ever heard about Photoshop? Oh my God, my favorite idol or my favorite personality, my influencer, it's wearing the latest Air Jordans or the latest Balenciaga chingadera or the latest this or the, dude, have you ever thought about, instead of following them, spending your time on doing something instead of following people on Instagram and dreaming on being like them? Get your freaking ass out of that couch and do something. Instead of dreaming, do something. Oh, but it's so difficult. I don't have the resources. Generate resources. Oh, it's very simple for you to say because you come from a wealthy family that can help you. That's your belief. Oh, but you have schools. That's your belief. Let me tell you one thing. Education and knowledge are different. And we discussed this yesterday. Education, it's different than knowledge. And school does not give you education and gives you a fraction of your knowledge. A fraction of your knowledge. Education, it's given at home. Education, it's taught by your parents and surrounding families and friends. Knowledge, it's gained, yes, through schooling, but doing what you want to do. On and on. It's a series of repetitions. It's a series of repetitions to get the knowledge. It's a series of reading books, reading articles, learning to separate the truth from the lies. Okay? It's not just Google. It's not just internet. It's not just one freaking book. It's a series of books through the years. It's a series of clients through the years. Okay? So it's a series of repetition. A series of repetitions. This week, we're going to touch on the topic of startups. And it's a very interesting topic because we all want to start up a business. Majority of people want to start up a business because, holy crap, my neighbor is selling pozole right next to me and she is killing it. I'm going to sell pozole because if she can make it, I can do it, right? But what you don't know is that maybe that lady that's selling pozole right next to you or on Facebook has been doing it for several years, first of all, right? And at the same time, you think that she just started it. And you think that she's, and since she's breaking or killing it, you're gonna do it, right? Yesterday, we actually hop on the car, pick up my brother and his family, and we went on a road trip because my mom wanted it to go to a Chinese restaurant in Mexicali. Okay, it's 2.5 hours from San Diego to Mexicali. So there we go on the car, all the family, we went to this restaurant. It was good, just good, okay? The food was decent, was tasty, different flavors. It's a different town. Nothing out of the ordinary. Decent food, right? I would not drive again 2.5 hours to eat at that restaurant. The service was lousy and deplorable. Very bad service, okay? And then my brother said, you know what? We're going to take you so we can bring home some hamburgers, regular burgers. They actually have several restaurants. They must be doing something right, right? Okay. They have several restaurants, and you are going to tell me who they are copying. And I'm like, holy crap, what are you talking about? Oh, just wait. So we Googled the name of the restaurant. I'm not going to tell you because they do not deserve to be mentioned at all. And I'm going to tell you why. So they had the initiative. I commend them for opening a restaurant. Okay, opening a restaurant, and now they have a chain of restaurants because they have several restaurants. So we get there, and there's two cars ahead of us. You have to order through a drive-through, and then I look inside, and then they have white tile and two lines, two strips of red tiles. It's a burger place, white and red. And they have only two type of burgers, a hamburger and a cheeseburger. And then you can order a burger with two patties, three patties, four patties. So what they're doing is they're imitating In-N-Out. They're imitating In-N-Out. So they even ask you, do you want grill onions? Do you want the fries seasoned, unseasoned, and or, I don't remember if they don't call it animal fries because that will be an infringement, but whatever it is, right? So I said, you know what? Okay, let's order. We ordered and we tried them. There's nothing out of the ordinary out of them, okay? They're actually a replica from the In-N-Out burgers. Now, it's not a good replica. When you're going to copy something, we are going to replicate something, you are supposed to perfect it, make it better. Otherwise, you are just infringing, which they are. They're not using the name, but you're just giving them more value to them because, first of all, you're copying them. You're not doing it very well. You need to excel. You need to surpass. You need to actually perfect it. You don't perfect the business model. You don't perfect the image. You don't perfect anything else. You perfect the flavor. The value, there's no added value there. It's just a plain burger with fries that are lousy when they are cold, and that's it. right? So they're doing something right because they have multiple locations. The business model is working. They copy the business model. Now, there's so much or so many business models that you can copy or that you can utilize for your own business. Let me tell you, this is not who has the best new business model. This is about who implements business models correctly. This is about creating a product, a service that the market needs, not that you want. Have you ever thought about stepping in your client's shoes? Hi, Anna Georgia, shoes. And really thinking like a client, like a customer, not for something else, but for your own freaking product. Most businesses fail, first of all, by cash flow, but secondly, they fail because they are trying to push something that you want as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a self-employed, as a innovator. You're trying to push something that you think the market needs, that you think that the market wants. And it's like, why the fuck they're not buying my new remote control? Does the market really need another remote control? Yes, but this remote control projects in the wall, and then you can press it, and it will help the TV. Is that a want from you or for you, or is it a market want, a market need? Have you tested it? Instead of spending a shitload of money of ordering 3 containers of this remote controls, and then you never sell them. The point here is that if you're going to copy, and there's nothing wrong, listen, there's nothing wrong with copying a business as long as you perfect it. There's nothing wrong with looking at your competition. Just looking. Don't fixate on them. Just look and see what they're doing right. Why they have a line outside their restaurant, copy it, perfect it, make it your own. Don't steal their identity. This burgers, they're even packaged like In-N-Out. Fuck that, right? Fuck that. You are piggybacking on somebody else's success. Is there something wrong there or not? Well, business-wise, you're going to say no. Ethically and morally, are you original? Does that make sense or not? So first of all, let me define to you what's an entrepreneur. A person who organizes and operates a business or businesses, taking on greater than normal financial risks in order to do so. That's an entrepreneur, somebody that organizes and operates a business or businesses. A business owner, okay, according to the Oxford Dictionary, it's an entrepreneur. It's a person who organizes and operates, right? But a business owner is defined as an individual or entity who owns a business in an attempt to profit from the successful operation. A person or entity who owns a business entity, okay, that's the definition and differentiator between an entrepreneur and a business owner, okay? Business entities in an attempt to profit from the successful operation. A self-employed, it's a person does not work for a specific employee who pays themselves a constant salary or wages. They're independent contractors. They're freelancers. They earn income by contracting with a trade or business. Before you start a business, you need to understand, what are you going to be? What do you want to become? Do you want to be a self-employed? Do you want to be an entrepreneur? Or you just want to, or you want to be a business owner, a true business owner? An entrepreneur and self-employed could be almost identical, can be the same, right? But what about your mindset? Oh, I'm just freelancing, but I have my own business. You're just a self-employed that you're never going to grow. Don't let nobody tell you that, okay? First of all. And if you follow mentors, coaches on Instagram, Facebook, and they're selling you or giving you a formula that's going to be able to make you rich quickly, run. Run from them. Because let me tell you one thing. You need to put in the hard work. There's no formula for success other than consistency, persistency, and chingarle. That's what's the formula for success. Money, it's not going to flow into your bank account just by sitting there, reading a seminar or a course, and okay, I'm ready for it to, I'm going to receive $10,000 in my bank account because I am, and oh my God, yes, yes, calm, brain, oh yes, and I am meditating, and I am chanting, and I'm very holistic, and I pray to the gods. Fuck that. That's not going to help you get $10,000 in your bank account. Oh, you need to visualize it, and you need to bring it from in here. I dare you to visualize it and bring it from in here for the next 30 days without doing anything else. And if you get $10,000 as a startup, I'll give you free consultation for a year. But I don't think it's gonna happen. If you don't go out and hustle and look for clients and deliver for the clients, and fix pains for the clients, and give them value to the clients, how the hell they're gonna give you $10,000? Oh, it's so simple. Just do this, do that, and get your routines in the morning, and then get your routines in the afternoon, and eat healthy, and think positively, and shit is gonna happen if you visualize it. Yeah. That's one piece of the puzzle. For your startup. Do you want to start up a small business? There's close to 30 million small businesses in the United States. And 99.7% of them fail within the first year. 99.7% of small businesses fail during the first years due to cash flow because they don't have enough money to operate their business. Why? Because they focus on other shit instead of generating revenue and keeping that revenue. Oh my God, I can't hire an advisor because they're too expensive. Oh, I can't hire an accountant because they're too expensive. Do you know that over 80% of small businesses in the United States are paying double taxes because of lack of accurate tax planning or tax planning at all? Over 80% of small businesses in the United States are paying twice the amount of taxes that they're supposed to be paying. Because the small business owners or the startups think that they know everything, and they think that they know the tax code because they know how to input some numbers into tax software that it's out there, and that's it. So here are 10 steps to start a small business. The first one is do your research. We already spoke about this. Do your freaking research. Oh my God, Fulanita, Margarita, Mary, whatever you, who you are, you have the best cakes or the best salsa. You should open a restaurant. You should sell your salsas. Really? Do your research. Number two, make a plan. Make a accurate 2-page plan. Okay? Don't try to get the perfect business plan. There's no such thing as the perfect business plan. There's no such thing as I am going to project every single possible scenario in your business, and then we're going to launch the business. Oh, let me wait almost 2 years so I can create the business plan and get everything in order so I can start becoming a business partner of yours. Not happening unless you start selling and prove yourself that you are an asset to this company, to this firm, and that you have clients and that you can bring in revenue, then you'll become a partner. Number three, plan your finances. Thinking that you have no shit, no money. My wallet, it's fully empty. My wallet, it's empty. I have no cash. I have no cash, so I can't open a business. That is a freaking limitation, but you must have a financial plan. How the hell are you going to generate revenue quick? How the hell are you going to generate revenue to pay your rent, to pay your utilities, to pay yourself? Have a plan. It's very simple. Those are called projections. Now, don't lie in your projections. Don't come and tell me that you're going to generate profits the very first year and then your profits are going to grow exponentially 10 times every year for the next 20 years. Dude, if that's the case, why don't you sell your mom's house and invest in your business, because you're going to have her money back in less than a year. Then you can give her a bigger, better house. Are you truthful? Choose a business structure. If you remember the definition of entrepreneur, business owner, it's whomever has a business structure. And every tax planning starts with a good business structure. Don't do the freaking business structure on your own through LegalZoom or through any of those services, because they're just selling you a birth certificate. But I hope I have no money. Well, it's up to you, dude. But guess what? You're going to be paying double of taxes first, second, third year. That's going to hurt your cash flow. That's going to hurt your pocket. That's money that you're not taking home. Pick and register your business name. Fuck. This is so important. If your business is successful, like In-N-Out, guess what? If the owners of In-N-Out would not have trademarked and or registered their name accurately, okay? That name would have been stolen and taken away, and they would have had to rebuild their brand. A lot of people do not register as trademarks their name, and they're successful. You know that that's an asset. That's an intangible asset. That's something intangible asset. It's property that you cannot touch, but it's like intellectual property asset. Okay, that's valuable. That's worth a shitload of money. Get licenses and permits. Be compliant. Do your research. Now, don't do it on your own. Start somewhere. Start on at a chamber of commerce. Contact my friend Taide at the Hispanic Chamber of E-Commerce. They're an amazing resource. Contact your local employment development department or SCORE, and they'll be able to give you a general outline for the basic business licenses. Okay, now call the agencies, do a list, okay, and then start asking advisors. Choose an accountant. I'm not going to say choose an accounting system. No, choose an accountant. You did not go to school to do accounting. Oh, I love doing accounting. I'm so good on doing bookkeeping. Where's your bookkeep? Where are your books? Oh, I haven't done them in 4 years. But I am really good on doing books. So where they are? Where are they? Oh, I haven't done them. Dude, and you're not going to do them. If you haven't done them, if you have not done them in the last 4 years, what gives you the freaking idea that you're going to do them today? Set up your business location. Nowadays, you don't need a humongous office. You don't need a big space. Captain Crunch, it's really active today. So if you hear him barking, it's because he's saying hi to his friends outside. Don't worry, Jeffrey. So choose your business location. You can get a virtual office. You can get a virtual place. You can get a place where you get all your mail and then they get they answer your phone calls. Dude, set up yourself professionally. Set up yourself professionally, not just half-ass. Perception, it's everything. If they perceive you, if your clients perceive you as a well-set-up, structure organization, even though it's just you and your kids fulfilling those orders, but you show professionalism, not half-ass, that goes a long way. Trust me. Get your team ready. Train them. Don't assume that they know what you want. Tell them exactly your vision. Tell them exactly what you need from them. Tell them exactly what you want, how you want it. Even show them images. Show them examples. Okay? But get a team. Don't do it on your own. You know, if you're going to do your accounting, it's going to take you between 40 and 80 hours a year to do your own accounting. Tell me, how much in revenue would you be able to bring between 40 and 80 hours a year for your business or consulting for your own clients? Does it outweigh the burden of doing your books? Does it outweigh the burden of doing your payroll, handling your HR, handling your back office, doing your own phones? Think about that. Oh, but you're talking about a shitload of money. It's a shitload of money if you don't have revenue. It's a shitload of money if you don't have revenue. If you have revenue, it's not a shitload of money. You're going to make a shitload more money. And number 10, promote your small business. Listen, oh, they're telling me that I need to do a website. Yeah, but the website, it's not going to sell for you. The website is not going to bring your revenue unless you promote it. Now, a couple of days ago, I had a meeting with a marketing agency. This is the very first marketing agency that has said to me, you know what? We are not the right fit for you because you are another level and you need somebody internally. You need an external advisor to advise your internal marketing department. And that's not us. You need somebody like this with this characteristics, and we're not it. But they were so truthful to what they said that I was so eager to hire them. I couldn't hire them because they're not delivering what I need. They're the first one in over several years that they just said that to me. Be honest. You know what? Whenever I find somebody, a client of mine that are going to be a fit for them, I am going to push my client to hire them because they're honest. That's promotion. The best promotion is word of mouth. And are you referring the service providers that are delivering value to you? We are. So let's do the following. We're going to have actions for this week. The action for this week is, if you are going to start up a business, if you're going to start up a business, or you want to start up a business, start by preparing your 2-page business plan. Concrete, concise, focus. A 2-page business plan. Send it to me. The best business plan, I'm going to fund it with $1,000. Send it to me. The best business plan, the best pitch on those 2 pages business plan, I am going to personally fund it with $1,000. And you're just going to give me 10% of your company. On top of that, I'll give you mentorship for a whole year. Shit, that's a lot. That's a lot. But we're gonna make your company successful. I have interest in the company. You have $1,000 in your bank account, and you'll have mentorship. You're gonna have to call me almost every day to see how you're doing, but I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to hold you accountable. So let's see. Let's do it. Okay. It's a shitload of information for one day. So we're gonna end up today's show with a quote from Joyce Meyer, Christian author and speaker. And she said, new level, new devil. It just comes with a territory. New level, new devil. The devil, the angel, the devil, the angel. Who are you listening? Oh, just play it safe. Move ahead. Go ahead. Nothing's going to happen. Just dive into the cliff. Oh, no, but you don't have wings. New level, new devil. Well said. Well, it's been great seeing you today. See you tomorrow. Bon appetit. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to Lunch with the Shark. If you would like to set up a consultation with the Shark CFO, Vidal Espinosa, visit his website www.invictus-advisors.com, and don't forget to subscribe on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn.